Welcome to NFL versus the spread picks. I'm Cab Manning. I am from the Lingus Mafia podcast. All of my nonsense is at Lingus Mafia on Twitter, and you can see I have a big giveaway going on. Just go to at Lingus Mafia on Twitter to see and get information. I am along with your bet picking expert there. He is 100 months in a row from lockbetting.com. That is Mr. Billy Body.
Yo.
So we're...
You're 100%. You're 100%.
I'm 100% when it comes to, I'll tell you one game for sure. That's where I'm 100%. I did have a good week this week in terms of the way I bet. As you know, I don't go crazy. I don't bet real money. If I bet real money this last week, I would have been very good because I got like $100 back, and you know, so I I'm doing like, I do a bunch of parlays, you know, for short money, but that gives me a bigger return, stuff like that. And so I did good on, like, I pick my spots, that's for sure, when it comes to betting. And I should start playing a little bit thicker money. Like Michael Blackson, the comedian, he did, I think it was a 9-game parlay with points. 9 games, and he put down $30 and got 12,000. I was like, holy shit. And the last game on there was Dallas and by 3.5, which he had to be sweating because usually it's overtime. They're going to kick the field goal to win. Always. And
but you have all those like bad experiences with those deposits and withdrawals and all that shit you were having. So, I mean, sometimes if you can get a smoother book way, you pay in, they pay out. Like
I do now. I do have a good one because yesterday I got all my money out of the one that was giving me more of an issue, which for people who don't know, like if you're in a state in America that does not allow quote unquote gambling, you know, it's nonsense because there are states that do, states that don't. It's so stupid. So you have to do that overseas, and it's like betnow.ag and, you know, it's betonline.au, whatever. And you could deposit, no problem, and you could have your little account there, but when it is time to get your money, they go, would you like it in Bitcoin? And I'm like, oh, fuck. So it turns into that, and then it's like, well, you could have a check mailed to you, but it has to be over $500 in your account, or it has to be this much. So it's like I got to where, all right, minimum was 100 coming out. It had to be at $100 at least, and I could get MoneyGram. And I said, okay, so I did that. They take $30 off the top for even doing it. I'm like, oh, my God. So I ended up a whole $99 after I was done, and it was a chore. I'm trying to find a MoneyGram. I have to go through, like, it's okay, now we'll email you, and in 10 days we'll tell you when it's released. I jumped through hoops, but now I'm on a new one. So people who are not in a betting area, I'll tell you what to do. It is called betnow.eu. That's the one you want, betnow.eu. And it's easy to get your money out, and it's easy to deposit money. I could even deposit money by Zelle, which is fantastic. So, and this one is you could bet in-game. You could bet on all the props. The other one didn't allow me to do much of just, here is my bet for a game, the end. Like, you're able to do all your in-game betting, which I was screwed. I'm like, well, I can't do any of that. Now I can. So for the people who are screwed like this, that's my suggestion to you until your state allows it. And then you could do, you know, DraftKings or whatever, and then just, you know, normal. So that's what I'm doing. I don't think I could bet wrestling still, unfortunately. But not many normal places allow that, even though that's free money. So how is your betting on your own for your clients this week?
Yeah, I did 100%. On the morning and the morning games, and then started to like slip away in the afternoon games. I had Patriots +3.5. I got absolutely robbed from that. I don't know why. Dallas, I think I was in hospital at the time, but from looking at the app, they had the second possession in overtime. How do you lose that bet? You got 3.5 points. your team wins the coin toss, you've won the bet, right? Because your team's either going to win by three or six, or they're going to lose by three because no one scores a touchdown unless it's a pick six.
Yeah.
These fucking assholes like had to score a touchdown. I don't even understand how I lost that. So my client lock last week. So there were two locks, which I basically was checking with you at the top of the show. Mm-hmm. If you were a client of mine, usually that's a benefit because you have 100 months of profit. But unfortunately, last week it was not a benefit because super early off the back of Cleveland fucking up that game against the Chargers, I immediately went for Cleveland -2.5 when it was 2.5 against Arizona. So I was like, this team can't keep winning and this team are going to bounce back from what happened to them. And as we started recording the podcast, that number had gone. It was somewhere between 3.5 and 4. So I had to pick a separate lock for the guys that listened for free. That was the Kansas City Chiefs. And that won easily in exactly the same spot. It was like rebound, tough game.
It
rebound,
took a while too. Game. Like, I don't know what the hell's going on with the Chiefs, but everyone was like, what is this? And they were like one of my, okay, I just need them to win. And they were losing outright. I'm like, what the hell? But, you know, eventually they start to just pull away.
Yeah. Then we fucking had the Steelers who were up by two touchdowns. They didn't cover 4.5. And then on Monday Night Football, I lost with 97% of the public who had Buffalo. That was like the most.
I was the 3% then.
Really? You took Tennessee?
I did. I took Tennessee with the points. Yeah.
And crazily, I actually took Tennessee on the podcast and said that would be a letdown and a difficult game for Buffalo. But as I said, like I ended up going 7-0 across the morning games on Sunday. So everything I ended up losing only took me to 7-4, so it was fine. But it's disappointing. Like you think to yourself, you're in a position like 7-0 when you've got 4 picks left. The last thing you want to do is lose any of them. I mean, I wish I just parlayed those 4 picks with all the opposite selections and went, in case we do have a disaster, because 7-4 is the worst case scenario when you're 7-0 with 4 picks left. You know, 8-3, just getting one wrong ruins the parlay, but 8-3 kind of covers the parlay anyway. So if I put $50 on a parlay and covered 4 games against the spread with Dallas and Arizona and Seattle and who's the one on Monday night that I just said?
Tennessee and Buffalo.
Tennessee, yeah. Yeah, would have made a fortune. So that was stupid.
What's funny is on the show you also picked Dallas. So you would have been fine. And like then went into it more, but you had Dallas on the show and you had Tennessee on the show.
I was already going into it while the show was still on. Mm-hmm. I found a bunch of numbers while we were just moving forward with while we were closing out the show.
Yeah,
it was something regarding Dallas's ATS record and I think it was
they
hadn't won in New England for like 20 years or something.
Yeah, I did. Like in the beginning, the mornings, I wasn't doing that great. And then, I got the Vegas game, you know, stuff like that. So, I started coming around in just straight pick-ems. I only lost 3. So, I was rolling. So let's get into this.
If this was a wrestling show, we'd have like geeks going, oh, just go, just make
give
the picks
me, hurry
get,
up.
Oh,
I
just,
need to pick.
I hate those people.
Like I said, you got to barrel through and don't even look at what anyone has a word to say because all it'll do. So I'm like, fuck it. Who cares? Yeah. People who watch us on our wrestling YouTube show, people, all they do is bitch and complain. And I tell Billy, the only people who are going to write are people who are going to bitch and complain. Any normal person is going to watch a show and then go, okay, that was fine, and then turn it off and enjoy their lives. You are only going to hear from the retards. Remember that. Let's go through these picks. The first game is tonight, and boy, oh boy, the walking wounded of Cleveland. This number has dropped quite a bit, and I like it. And now Cleveland is only giving 1.5. Case Keenum is playing, and people go, Case Keenum. He's been with this head coach who was his offensive coordinator in Minnesota when they went on that run and when Case Keenum was hot to the touch. And Baker Mayfield has been hurt for quite a while. So it's not like he was a healthy Baker Mayfield and sucking. So this Case Keenum is probably better than what they had been getting recently. You know, they're down to the third running back, but this guy is going to be, you know, given a load to do. And they got Landry back. He's playing. So I will happily give that 1.5. I believe Cleveland will just win this game. So 1.5, I'm not worried about. As I said, Denver, they're not shit to me. I've said this since day one, and they won those first three games. Like I said, there was trash teams they were playing, and they have not won since. I will take Cleveland.
Yeah, I was saying to you at the top of the show that I wanted to lock up this game, mm-hmm. but I won't, just because my rule is you got to give people a chance. This podcast goes out about an hour before the Thursday night game. Obviously, my clients will get this play tonight, especially if it was in contention to be the lock. To be honest, it should be the lock. Mm-hmm. It should be the lock ahead of what the lock is going to be. But yeah, I like Cleveland minus 1 point. You could just take them on the money line at that juncture, because it's pretty much just 10 cents difference anyway when it's minus one and a pick 'em. But yeah, they've got loads of people out, two running backs and Baker as well. And obviously they love to run the ball with Hunt, etc. But I just feel this is really going to test my theory, which is there are no bad players in the NFL. If you got through college and you got recruited by the NFL and you are actually a player in the National Football League, then you are decent. Obviously, at quarterback, it's a different level, and the quarterback is missing here. But the quarterback they're missing, I don't think is particularly good. I don't think the Cleveland Browns were going to get to the Super Bowl or the AFC Championship game or anything based on the fact that Baker Mayfield is even in the top 10 quarterbacks in this league, because he's not. They do everything else really well. So I feel that Case Keenum coming in is maybe worth 3 points less than Baker at a max. So I think that would have automatically taken the line in this game, which would have been, I would say, over a touchdown. Or maybe just a touchdown. But yeah, I think then you would take it to four, and then you're losing value there with the running backs as well. But there are other things that they can do. There's other things that they're better than Denver at. So
maybe if they weren't home, I would think twice.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And if they weren't home, and if they weren't coming off like two losses. So this is like a desperate mm-hmm. situation now. They get Pittsburgh next, I think, after this as well. Yes. And you'd think that they're going to get some players back for that. But obviously, the running backs are a big miss, because Kareem Hunt not being here as well now makes it even more difficult, because you already lost Chubb.
They got a good offensive line, too. So if anybody's an actual running back, they'll be fine. They'll be barreling through, so... All right.
So I really like this. This was going to be the lock. This should be the lock if it was happening on a Sunday. I won't do it, but if you are a person who listens to this straight away, you're probably obviously going to read between the lines. I'm literally posting this right now for my clients who pay for my service.
All right, so next is Washington going into a guy who he recently just got ownership of another team. It's very interesting that if you play for one team that you can actually own a different team. It's very odd. They're playing Green Bay, who is favored by 7.5. I expect a little bit of a letdown from Green Bay, but Washington's defense is really... You know, we've said this for a while, that they're not doing much. I only think of that letdown after a last week game. And, like, it's not as a big deal to them, and not to score like crazy on them. But 7.5, I would still take Green Bay here. I'm not going crazy about it, because I could see them win by the touchdown, you know, with that late bullshit, where they'd be losing by two touchdowns and then get the touchdown. But I'll take Green Bay here, just but I wouldn't go crazy over it.
This looks like too easy to me.
Yes.
the look ahead spot next week is the Arizona game, where we're going to be the first team to beat Arizona next week.
I would laugh my ass off if you get butt fucked in this game. What'll happen is they'll lose to Washington and then beat them.
Well, I mean, we should lose the game. We will be underdogs.
No, I'm saying they'll beat Arizona. They'll beat Washington. God damn it. They'll lose to Washington this week because they'll be thinking of Arizona, and then they'll beat Arizona.
Well, that's the only concern I have, the Arizona game on Thursday night, because it's on Thursday night, and this may be a game where they feel like they can beat you in your beat them in their sleep, and then suddenly they're in a game. But fucking hell, like, Heineke's shit. He's ended up, you know, not being good. And the defense, which was really good towards the end of last season, that's bad too. So everything is bad. Like this team, if they didn't have the Giants in their division, they would be the worst team in the division. I don't even know why the Giants are so bad, because I thought they would improve a little bit this year as well. But this team were nowhere supposed to be, no way supposed to be this bad. I think if it wasn't for that situation, then
you would expect a bloodbath. But that worries. Yeah, so you on the same side as I am, kind of like you pick Green Bay, but you're not gonna go apeshit over this.
No, I'm not gonna lock it up. It might show up as a play for a lesser amount, but I mean, we should easily win this. Sure.
Okay, Kansas City is minus. Oh. I don't want to hear that shit. I'm going to blow a whistle on you. Dick. All right. I've heard it all week. And, you know, I go, man, you know what? It's good about it.
There it is.
Maybe the owner should, like, this should help them fire everybody. Go, the guy fucking did this to your people. They should fire everybody. They should. You know what? He might have done himself a real disservice, because you got to play him again. And just for health purposes, I'd be a little worried. That's a major fuck you. And to professional people who could really hurt you. That's a bad, bad idea. But nowadays, though, everybody's friendly. And there is no real rivalry. Nobody really hates each other, because everybody just goes to whatever team they want to. So it's not like it's the fucking, you know, the 50s or 60s where you want to kill the other person. So maybe he's safe. Kansas City is giving 4.5 points. Blow a whistle. Enough of you. He don't know me. He owes them, okay? He owns them. And here's the thing. All Chicago radio, by the way. Not one person has said, how dare he. They go, he doesn't tell a lie. He doesn't lose to them. Nobody's like fucking like pissed off, really. They go, tell him the truth. What is there to say back? It's true. 5 losses. Kansas City, we'll try this again. Kansas City -4.5 going into Tennessee. I will take this flat out, Tennessee, and not even take any points. Tennessee is at home. Good luck to the Kansas City defense trying to stop Henry doing anything. This fucking guy, do you know there was a stat where it said Kareem Hunt is number 2 in rushing behind Henry? He's closer to being 27th than he is to being first, and he's in second place. It's insane. And the way Kansas City has looked, I don't trust at all. They're in Tennessee. I am taking Tennessee. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's a letdown spot for Tennessee after winning last week. But I just feel like you just give Derrick Henry the ball, and he does the same sort of thing that he does last week. I mean, to reel off 150 yards here if he wants to. Well, I mean, what are the Chiefs going to do? They can't stop anybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they don't look like they're even clicking offensively. I know there's been 30-plus games this season, but I think they'll need that plus points here. And they could do it. I mean, this total could be horrendous. Like they could, it's already, I mean, it's a 58. I don't think we've seen a total as high as this, this season. Mm. And it could go over that. But for me, that's the right total. So I'm going to leave that. I'm going to take these 5 points.
Yeah, it was 4.5, and I'm not even taking the points.
Okay.
I think Tennessee just wins flat out.
I kind of agree. I'm inclined to agree that that they find a way to. They definitely got the weapons to win because between Tannehill and Henry, this team can't do anything. They can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. They can't stop you from scoring. I mean, last week, if Washington had been better, they would have been able to be around in that game, and they were at the beginning. But yeah, we'll see what Green Bay do to Washington this week if they're fully engaged. But I don't know. Yeah, I think if you beat Buffalo, I think Buffalo are far better than the Chiefs. Obviously, the Buffalo coming off that Chiefs win, so that could have been a letdown. And then the Titans, and then coming off their win against Buffalo, this could be their letdown. So things go full circle where Chiefs beat Titans and Titans beat Bills and Bills beat Chiefs and we don't learn anything at all. But yeah, I think the Titans will win. Okay. It'll be crazy then because the Titans would have beaten the AFC favorites, back both of the top two.
And lose to the Jets. Weeks.
They did lose to the Jets.
Yes, yes. Atlanta, they are giving 2.5 to Miami. In Miami, I am taking Miami to flat out win this game. I can't believe that Miami has turned into this. I don't understand it. And it wasn't like it was Tua's fault. He looked good. So I really can't put my finger on what the hell. I thought Miami would be second place in that division. And they've won one game. And now lost to a team that won 20-something in a row. So even saying all that, though, this is Atlanta. It's in my. If this was in Atlanta, maybe I feel differently. I don't believe in Atlanta for shit. This is 2.5 points they're giving. I think you could make more money if you just say Miami flat out wins this one and actually should win this one. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think this game matters really. But
no.
But yeah, I think I'll just take the home dog now with the coach playing under heavy criticism. Obviously coming off the back of losing that London game. I think it's the automatic thing to do. There's no reason to analyze it and look at yards and other data and matchups and history and everything. I can just take the underdog in this because, yeah, you're right. Atlanta shouldn't be a favorite to beat anyone.
The Jets are getting 7 from New England in New England. I think New England finally gets a win at home. I can't believe how they were a team that I think lost 2 times in 5 years at home or some nonsense, right? And now they can't win at home. They just can't win. They're playing tough, and you can see it's a young, you know, rookie and all that kind of stuff, and it's going to take some time, of course, to start rebuilding from what they had. But when you see 7, you get worried that these things are going to end on that kind of thing. But I think New England is by far, they're the better team. I mean, it's the Jets. This is going to be for a while until we ever think, oh, well, unless it's a ton of points. But I've seen clips of, there's been certain things of quote-unquote highlights that are like disastrous where you're like, what the hell? They're just the Jets is the only excuse you could possibly say. I will give that 7 points and I will take New England.
Yeah, I'm actually getting 6.5 here.
Okay, that's even better.
I think you'll find it's going to move to 6.5 because that we're getting at the moment that -120 on 6.5, which usually means it's moving. I don't understand why it would be moving. New England are 2-4. Mm-hmm. They should be 3-3. I don't know what happened to their defense towards the end of last week's game. They gave up fucking 9 straight points, technically. They did give up 9 straight points because they were in a winning position. And ended up losing that game across the last 2 possessions. So this is a much different team. This is a much easier team. How long is it going to be before the Patriots win at home? They've already beaten this team this season as well. So yeah, I think the quarterback Jones is good, mm-hmm. and he'll be better next season. I don't think they'll get through now to the playoffs. I think they've lost too many games already. I feel like they're losing games which Bill Belichick usually wouldn't lose. He should have found a way to beat McCarthy last week in overtime. But I think Mac Jones is good. I think that he'll be much better next year, and they'll get things around him to actually do something. But in the meantime, he's still good enough, and this team is still way good enough to beat the Jets and win by more than a touchdown. Because, you know, when you don't get that home win for a while, even though you, mm-hmm. you deserve to actually beat Tampa and you deserve to beat Dallas, and you've hung with those two teams at home, I think when you do win in this divisional game, it feels like you destroy somebody. And that's what I mean. It feels like on both sides of the ball, they click and they get their defense right, and they can shut this team out or hold them down, hold them to under double digits, and then be able to put up 30 themselves. I feel like this could be like 34-10, something like that. Mm. Actually, not even that. I don't think this game goes over. I actually liked the under in this, and the score I just gave out puts it over the total. This is 43. I just went a point over. So, I don't know, 31-7, something like that. Okay. I think it's going to be wide.
All right, Carolina, who used to look like they were good for a minute. They're going into the Giants, though, and if there's a way to get right, it's over here. Both running backs, McCaffrey and Barkley, they're both still not playing. I think that's more of an advantage to Carolina because I think they're more of the complete team, if you want to say complete, out of these two. And Carolina is giving 3 points.
I don't have that line.
What do you have?
2.5.
I feel much better about 2.5 because I could see this game ending with 3 points. I would take Carolina, though, here. And if you know what? If you could find it for 2.5, definitely. Otherwise, I would tread lightly. But for 2.5, I'll put 2.5 down on our paper here, and I will take Carolina for 2.5.
I wouldn't worry about treading lightly. The Giants are awful at home. I don't think there's a worse home team in the NFL. The Panthers are better at everything. They started well this season, and even though they've gone to shit a bit, I think they've had a couple of difficult games. And I feel that they could get right here at Giant Stadium, as everybody does. And also, Sam Darnold knows this stadium. He's coming home here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same stadium.
Different team, mm-hmm. but still. I don't know if that's an advantage or whether he just fucking, you know how you think you're in certain places where bad things happen to you and it just like torments him and he freezes. but no, I don't think so. I think that, yeah, that they'll win this game. Everybody wins in New York against either team.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think this is no issue for me. 2.5, 3.5.
Okay.
Anything up to 5, really. I just don't think.
Good to know. I'm going to put more on that then. Cincinnati is going into Baltimore, and Baltimore is giving Cincinnati 6.5 points. I think it's kind of safe to say Baltimore. Cincinnati is not...
6.5 you've got.
6.5, yeah. What do you got?
5.5. We're not even close on this game.
Wow. Yeah, and I just looked these up before I called you. So...
Where?
This is all in ESPN.
Do they update, though? Like, regularly?
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure, and I mean, I literally just did it before, and because I know the Cleveland game keeps dropping. Because so.
the Packers game, what did you get Packers game? 7.5?
7.5.
Oh, see, that's the only one I had more. I had 8.
Wow, I'll refresh it right now and see if we get anything else. And see if it changes. Let's go. Okay. 7.5, da-da-da. Yeah, still at 3 for the 1. 6.5 for Cincinnati. Yeah, still the same. So, 6.5, I will go with Baltimore here to win at least by 7 points. Cincinnati, God knows which team shows up, because I'm like, the Bears beat the shit out of them, and then, you know, they beat the shit out of these other teams. I go, what in the world's going on? Cincinnati's got one of those, it's like growing pains. They're going to be really good soon, but it's Baltimore.
And have they showed up in any spot on the road other than when they beat the Steelers?
No, I mean, they were in it in the Chicago game, but oh, they played in Detroit, right? That was in Detroit, and they killed them.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I was trying to think of an angle where they're better at home, but you know what? Like, this is a divisional game, and everybody always thinks that these games are closer, and they are, because you don't see blowouts.
Yeah.
But if they lose by anywhere between 7 and 13, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that they've been blown out, because you can be competitive at certain times in the game,
yeah,
and still lose by more than a touchdown. You know, where,
well, last week was Bears Packers. It was down to 3 points, and then boom, it blew into 10. So it was
exactly,
like,
there's
okay.
always that point where you're hanging in there, and suddenly mm-hmm. it becomes, oh, now it's two possessions, or now they need to convert a two point conversion to tie the game. Like, you know, there's always that.
And we see the opposite too, where they're, it's 2.2 scores, and that's that backdoor shit that we always deal with, where it's, oh, yeah, it's 14. Well, now it's 7. Shit. So go both ways.
Yeah, I'm not that interested in making this a premium play.
Mm-hmm.
But I will take between 5.5 and 6.5, whatever we got. I'll take under a touchdown, let's say. I don't think they're the 5.5 and the 6.5 is the key. Now, well, it gets you past 6, and there's a lot of missed extra points this year, yeah, more than I can ever remember. So that's the difference, I think, between the 5.5 and a 6.5. But it's still under a touchdown. So, yeah, I don't think I don't think Cincinnati loses by a big margin, but I don't think they hang within a TD either.
Okay. Philadelphia is getting...
Who do you think is the stronger candidate for the MVP at the moment? Would you say Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers, or... shit, who am I missing?
Derrick Henry.
No, not Derrick Henry.
Mm.
It's those two and
Allen. Buffalo.
Allen?
Josh Allen?
You think
no?
No, I don't think so. Do you?
Yeah, I mean,
really?
When a team's that good and they're putting up that many points, it always, you know, I mean, everything's always going to go to the quarterback. You know how that goes.
Murray.
Fuck. Murray's done a lot. You know what? That's a very good fucking pick your poison. I might go with Murray. He's done some wild shit. It's a lot of that run around for
your life and find something. Rodgers isn't going
to
get it twice in a row unless he's ridiculous. But I think if it was done on what they've done, I think that he would be able to pull ahead.
That first game is if you're looking at a tiebreaker, it's that first game that fucks Rodgers. Murray hasn't had one of those. So if you're like, okay, well, they're even, they're not. That's what does it.
Yeah. What about Lamar?
Lamar is right there too. They're right there. But the only difference is one team hasn't lost, and that's what's going to give the edge right now. Until he loses, then you could have more of a discussion of, well, he had, you know, this is his problem.
It's just one week to go.
Yeah, right. I want you to bet the house on that game, by the way. We're going to talk about that next week. Philadelphia is getting 3 points from Vegas. Not the casinos, but from the Las Vegas Raiders. I was on the good side last week, being right when I said Vegas would beat Denver, because it was like, well, mm-hmm. do they circle the wagons or did they fall apart? That was the question. And it seems like they rallied and said, let's go. So I will be taking Vegas here to win by more than 3.
I agree. I think that they have a new coach. This is their first home game. you know, you have people.
And it's a fake home, though. That is the big difference with this Raiders now. It is not the Raiders of old where you weren't even allowed to go to the stadium. I would say it's a quarter full of the other team's fans every week. Because it's a destination. It's a let's go vacation. We're going to go to Vegas. If everybody goes, let's pick our game where we're going, it's always going to be Vegas. So, like, when they played the Bears, it was half Bears. It was bizarre. And I know when they were over here in Oakland, people would say, hey, do you want to go to the game? I would say no. I'm like, you get fucking, it's, that was the most home field advantage ever, that place. It was, you were afraid to go there. You would not dare wear your fucking clothes to go to that game. You would wear black, and if you were cheering for your team, you just wouldn't cheer. You would sit there. Because
that's how it should be. That's a soccer stadium.
Yeah, like, you shouldn't be able to go into another one. Everyone shaking hands with it. Fuck that shit. So, like, if you'd be at the fucking toilet, someone would throw your fucking hat into the urinal.
If you think like this, you would enjoy soccer. You should start watching it.
I know. I've tried, man. I have. I don't know if it's just slow paced for me. Like, I need a fucking score. Even though I like defense. So, we're both on Vegas here. Let's go to the next one. Billy, here is my lock. You ready for this one? I'm playing with house money. I'm playing balls to the wall. I'm putting my undefeated streak on the line, and I'm going to tell you to bet on Detroit versus the Los Angeles Rams. 16 points. It's 16 points. They are not going to lose by 16.
I got 17 points here.
Even better.
I still like the Rams.
Really? Wow. That is...
Yeah, I think...
You don't think a backdoor in this one by far? I mean, I could see them losing by 21 and then score a touchdown to be losing by 14 at the end.
Look at the situation here. You've got two coaches who want to embarrass the same quarterback in the same game. You had the same
quarterback.
Exactly. The Detroit coach called him out last week and said, we need more from him. He's not doing enough. And then you got the other coach that wants to prove he was right by making this change anyway. And that the whole problem the entire time where they weren't living up to expectations was the fact that he was trash. So I can see the Rams just running up the score here. I think this 17 could be covered by halftime.
I don't doubt that it gets it's like over, like around that or 21. But I don't think it ends that way. I think a lot at the end is let's all fucking relax now. I think a lot of that happens.
Oh, 16. This could be 38-6 or something like that.
Oh, goodness. I'm putting my fucking streak on the line, which I really want to continue my streak, too. I'm doing it, dude.
I can't believe you're picking this one. Yeah.
I am doing it. You can put a note. Tread carefully. He's out of his fucking mind.
I thought the next game was going to be Tampa Chicago, and I thought you were taking Tampa minus 11.5.
I have it at 12.5. See, where we get these lines? This is crazy. I have 12.5, and I'd still take Tampa.
Well, I'm using a betting site, and you're using a.
I'll go to my bet site and see what the hell it says for me over there because
you're going to get different lines from. I guarantee you.
Shit, I hope they're your lines because anytime I've done this each week, I've always used that. Let me see. I'll go there, make a bet. Boom, boom. Let's see. Sportsbook, make a bet.
Well, I got 17 on the lock, and I got the only game I had on the worst side of what we were picking was the Rams is the worst number for me, and Pack worst number for me. But
okay,
it's a better number for you for the Rams.
Let me see. It's 16 on my betting site.
For what one?
For that Detroit one. And for the Bears one is 12.5. Fucking A.
What did I just say?
You said it's 13.
11.5.
You have 11?
No, 11.
Wow, it's moving down. Shit. Yeah, it's... For me on my betting site, it is the numbers from ESPN.
What did you have for Panthers?
I have...
On the betting site.
On the betting site. It is... Let me see. Three. And
already.
Yeah.
Ravens. Ravens was the other one that was a point out.
Ravens. 6.5.
This must be a British thing.
It might be. Yeah. I mean, the Carolina one's different because, well, no, it said three and I changed it to yours. So yeah, this is the same, but,
okay. What are the odds? What are the odds on the three? Is it plus money? Does it say plus money?
Let me see. On which one was it? Carolina?
Yeah, yeah. Is it plus money or is it the minus 110?
It says for Carolina, minus -3 even.
Yeah, that's plus money.
Mm, there you go. And
okay.
Okay. So on all right, to
so,
the...
So basically, it's not a 50-50. It's like it's going to be minus 120. So 5-6 for the 2.5. And evens for the three. That means there is no, you know, in between. Like the 50-50 line has gone. The minus 110, 10 to 11 has gone for that game. Okay. In their opinion, you're either risking three and winning not much more money, but you're winning more money than you are for your other picks, or you're taking 2.5 and winning slightly less. There's no way to win the normal amount from NFL games from that play, from the way it's laid out. I think you'll probably find that's the same at most places where lines are different.
Here is a big one, and this is Houston getting 17.5 from Arizona. They have not said if Tyrod Taylor is playing yet. This number will drop if he does. So you don't think he's playing though, right?
No, and I've got 18 here.
Wow.
More than you.
Okay. It's all over the place. This is too much for me. I've always said when it's this high, I will never do that kind of thing. Meanwhile, I just took Detroit with those points. I'd rather take the points than give the points. That's for sure. This is backdoor to me.
I don't think it is because I think certainly they go ahead and then they stop trying.
Yeah.
Because they've got that Thursday game. But to be backdoored, you need to actually be playing against one that's decent. And I don't think Houston can even backdoor you. Mm. I think they'll quickly come up here and put up their, you know, 28, 30 points, whatever. And then you need the Texans to be able to score 14 points to cover this game. To cover this game, the Houston Texans need to score 14 points. They're not going to score 4 points. Neither are Detroit this week. Neither of them are. They both need to score that number, magic number. I think 14 is the magic number for both teams to cover. And I don't think that either of them get there.
Okay. You know what? You're convincing me. I'm going with Arizona on this as well. But I don't think I'm going to be wagering for the show only. This one we just quickly brushed on real quick, and it was Chicago. On my chart, it was 12.5 points they were getting from Tampa Bay. I don't think they will cover this. Although every coach says, and even your coach said, this was the best defense we played, talking about Chicago. So the defense is not a joke. The offense can't score ever. So this is a problem. And, of course, when the referees help the Packers all the time, you know, there's always problems when people jump off sides or when people call timeout and they never get it. That kind of thing happens.
You know, it's interesting. Yeah. So I'm going to take Chicago.
Really?
simply to break this streak of the Packers. Sorry, the Packers. The Bucks have failed to cover every single game this season where they've been a single digit favorite on the spread. So 9, 8, 7, 6. They failed every single game. They've covered twice where they've been more than that.
Wow.
So if they've been 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 17, they've covered all those. They've covered everything as a heavy favorite and failed to cover any spreads of under 10. So this is a stupid record that I think it's something where it's a little funny, quirky statistic that you can chuck out this many games in, but yeah. It's not going to last. Like it's too there. So yeah, I think Bears will cover just because I want that. Well, not that I want it to, but I think that will go away.
Indianapolis goes into San Francisco and Jimmy's back. Jimmy's playing again. And this is only giving 4 points.
Is that,
That's what I have heard over here. I have heard this over here. Let me take a look on some stuff here.
That's probably why it moved from what it was, but
yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Let me see what it says. Yeah, Garoppolo.
That's good. I hope it gets to five. It wasn't four. It's 4.5. If it gets to five, even better.
Yeah, and because Lance is hurt. It's like Jesus Christ. So yeah, Jimmy was practicing and everything like that. So I'll take San Francisco to win this game. Indianapolis is just Indianapolis. They fall apart, it seems, and I don't trust them for shit. So 4 points, I will take San Francisco. What do you say?
I take in the Colts to win this game outright. And I'm definitely taking those points. Look, this team's so banged up. I don't think Jimmy G comes in and solves your problems. Mm-hmm. I think Wentz is better now. They're doing like more simple things. They can set up like simple schemes and tactics and things for him to do. Mm-hmm. And primarily, like, most of the damage comes from running the ball anyway. And I don't think that the 49ers are going to be able to contain them. This just unfortunate because, I mean, I don't care about 49ers, but it's unfortunate for them anyway because they have so many weapons and they could be a decent team, but
yeah,
they're always getting down to the depth of the squad. And it's weird because we started this show and we're ending the show differently because I said anybody that comes in here in the NFL should be able to play. Like, you know, everybody here is a player, but there's a big difference between coming in and playing for the Cleveland Browns at home when you need a win, and going up against the Denver Broncos, who are fraudulent off just the way they started the season. I think their defense is still good, but I think they were fraudulent from the start. They were gifted. And the Indianapolis Colts, they're fraudulent from their start as well, but in a different way, because they're actually good, and they were good last year, and they've upgraded, and they've taken some time to adjust, obviously because Carson Wentz didn't want to get vaccinated and had to keep, like, which is good to his credit. And he
way to be a teammate. Should have fucking dummy. Go ahead.
And no, you shouldn't have to do that.
For your teammates, if you were playing soccer, you'd want all your guys available, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I wouldn't get vaccinated to play soccer or anything.
For all that millions of dollars, you wouldn't do it, huh?
No.
No, you're crazy. No. It's like Kyrie Irving. They're like, you ain't playing. Sit down. I'm like, well, you
what's
can
the
retire.
Point of, like, having, what's the point of having all that money if you can't fucking spend it? If you've got something in your body that's increasing the chances of you dying.
Well, this podcast won't last a couple of years because I'll drop dead, I guess. Billy be doing it by himself. All my friends are dead.
All my friends are vaccinated and died of...
Oh,
of whatever. I think that they've simplified things enough, and they're all in sync enough. Look, they were good, and I think people's assessment of them at the start of the season wasn't way off, basically, in terms of them being good. And then very quickly move off that. It's like, oh, look at them. They're actually bad. It's like, no, they had a quarterback that didn't practice with them. You know, they had a lot of issues coming in at the start of the season. If you look at them per man, eventually, you know, they're going to be decent enough when they click together. I'm not saying they're going to beat everybody. I'm not saying that, you know, they're a team that are going to win the Super Bowl or even be challengers in the AFC. But they can beat a San Francisco team that are missing loads of players and now are coming in and people are going, oh, look, this Jimmy G's back, like, we're saved. Bullshit. He's again not in top 10 quarterbacks in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's if anything, he's their issue. This is someone where the supporters at the start of the season were going, oh, you know, if we had a better quarterback, like, oh, if, you know, so and so came here, or we had so and so here, like, we definitely win because we got everything else. So just our quarterback's not elite. And now it's like, oh, our quarterback's back. Well, let's lay 4.5 points against a Colts team that looked much better recently. But I wouldn't. I think Colts will win this, and that'll be the end of their season. Okay. End of 49ers season.
Last game is on a Monday, and it is Seattle at home to the New Orleans Saints, who are actually not that great, and Winston is not some resurrection that we thought. They are giving, though, the Saints are giving 4 points, 4.5 to Seattle. Them just being at home first makes me worry, but then again, we saw that they're losing at home now, so who cares? I would take New Orleans here and gladly give the 4.5.
Yeah, I think when a backup quarterback comes in, you design a lot of stuff to get yourself out of that hole.
And what you said last week, you said there is not more of a team that relies on one person more than this team does. It is all Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but last week they covered, which I was surprised by. And I think that says a lot about how bad the Pittsburgh Steelers are, if anything.
Yeah.
I think that, as I said, when you lose a quarterback, you come up with things on the fly, like you're going to do this and you're going to do that. And last week, we saw a lot of repetitive stuff for the Seahawks back into the game. Mm-hmm. I feel that the Saints, especially when you have a coach as experienced as theirs, look as good as theirs, looks at this, saw what Seattle did last week, gets back in the game, practice prepares for it. And bearing in mind, did New Orleans offer bye as well, right?
Yeah, they didn't play last week.
No, they're going to fucking smash this team.
Yeah, okay.
This is really easy, I think, 4.5.
So what is your lock of the week?
All right, so I can't take Cleveland. But I can take the Patriots. I think the Patriots minus 6.5.
Okay.
What's happened for me is that I got the 7 at evens, so the even money plus 100, and I got the 6.5 here at 5-6 minus 120. I'm going to take that here on the Patriots. There is other stuff I like, but go to my betting website to get the rest of that, because this is one of those weeks where I looked at it and was like, oh, these games are horrible, except that one, and that one.
Yeah.
And it's like the case of that one, and that one, and that one, I think I'm going to bet a decent amount on.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it, I'm just going to leave. That's this that kind of week. There's some games that I don't want to fucking touch. I wouldn't play them with someone else's money, especially these 17s and 18s yeah. and 12s. Like, I don't want any. But apparently you do.
Yeah, I just think that's a big one to me. That's... We're going to see. We're going to see if I'm out of my mind or not. You're going to either tell me you're a moron, or you're going to go, I can't fucking believe it.
What a sad way to end your thing.
I am not going to end my streak. I am going to continue it on. See, I either ended in a blaze of glory, or I look like, wow, what a fucking brilliant bastard. So I'm going for the brilliance. That's what I'm fucking going for. All right, go to lock betting.
So we got two, just to say this.
Yeah.
We got two different lines here. You've got what on yours?
For which one? For the Detroit one?
You lock.
My lock is at 16 points. That's the, right, how so I'm locking it.
So I've got 17. So shall we middle it?
No, 16, you know what? No, I'm going with what I saw in here. I've heard it in Vegas, people talking, and it's 16. That's what I'm locking it in at. So I want no excuses for myself. It's 16. If it happens to come out,
he's trying to. I couldn't give you.
I know you're trying to help me.
The extra half.
I'm confident. I'm confident here. They'll lose by 14. I'm confident. Watch Detroit win. It'll be their fucking win. You imagine? You know what? I mean, you know what? One of them is going to be a pissy quarterback, as in Goff would be the angry one wanting to kill them. I don't think Stafford has any anger at all toward Detroit. He got traded when he asked for it. He tried his best with them. They treated him well. They paid him well. They didn't fuck him over. Not at all. Goff feels like he got fucked. So Goff would be the one who wants fucking blood. I think Stafford has zero problem with Detroit. Loves the city, loves his former teammates, no problem at all. I think Goff is pissed at the fucking coach. He now has to fucking, the other coach called him out. He needs to perform. We're going to fucking see. It's nut up or shut up. That's what it is. That's what it is for
this
fucking
Goff. So there's a parlay this week,
mm-hmm.
and it's 4-5 odds, which means you put 100 on to win 8.
Ooh.
So, and it's Packers, Patriots, Rams.
Really? Mm. That doesn't seem like it's a hard one, though, does it? That's the problem. It's like, why should that be difficult? But
we don't play like parlays as locks, but I would be locking that in today.
Mm, maybe you will be doing that for your clients. They will have to go to lockbetting.com to see if you agree with that or not. As I said, and you want to go to at SGP Soccer for Twitter for Billy. And like I said, if you are into the wrestling world, you want to go to at Lingus Mafia and check out my pinned tweet and see some of the merchandise you can win for $5 signing up to patreon.com/Lingus Mafia. You could be entered and have a 1 in 10 chance because the first 100 were having drawings. And we will see who wins each thing. For Mr. Billy Body, I am Cab Manning. Go win some money.
He could go all.